Anonymous sources seem to be everywhere these days, from the White House to City Hall. In fact, we've got four of them right here on this podcast. It's the Great Mystery Composer Quiz, and if you're the first to uncover their secret identities, we've got a special prize for you. But more about that in a moment. I'm Tom Goodell. This is the Analog Masters podcast from 91.3 WUKY. First up, he's justifiably famous for his symphonies, concertos, sonatas, and string quartets. There's no doubt about it, he was a classical music superstar. In fact, just about the only thing he's not known for is his flute chamber music. And yet, he composed enough of it to fill three LP records, all dutifully recorded by Vox, including a sonata and a serenade. We've chosen an even rarer chip from this master's workbench, the Allegro and Minuet for Two Flutes, performed by Jean-Pierre Rampal and Alain Marion. Thank you. The Allegro and Minuet for Two Flutes by Superstar, our first mystery composer. Rampal and Marion performing. Keep listening because we'll have another piece by Superstar at the end of this podcast. And if you're the first to identify him and his three colleagues, we'll send you a package of WUKY swag, including the ever-popular WUKY umbrella. Email your entry to wuky@wuky.org using the subject line quiz. Our second mystery composer was also known for his symphonies and concertos, although he didn't write nearly as many as Superstar. Also, like his predecessor, he was a virtuoso pianist. Only he lived long enough to make phonograph records. Eventually, he became something of a celebrity. So, at one point, while on vacation, he took to slinking around town in dark glasses. When hotel staff heard him tapping out strange rhythms in his room, they concluded he must be a spy and called the local police. When they arrived, he simply explained he was tapping his fingers to the rhythm while writing out his newest composition. The police, apparently, were satisfied with that explanation, but we're going to call him Super Spy. Here's his Fantasy for Violin and Harp, played by Ruggero Ricci and Gloria Agostini. Thank you. Now that is one of the most hauntingly beautiful pieces I know. The Fantasy by our mystery composer, who we've nicknamed Super Spy. Ruggero Ricci, the violinist, Gloria Agostini on harp. Be the first to identify him and our other mystery composers via email to WUKY at WUKY.org, and you will win the fabulous WUKY umbrella along with some other cool swag. Use the subject line, quiz. Okay, our next mystery composer is also known for his symphonies. Notice a pattern here, though he wrote more of them than Superstar and Super Spy combined. In addition to his almost numberless operas, concertos, quartets, and trios, this composer wrote several of the sunniest masses you will ever hear. Indeed, I have often wished that I could find as much joy in anything as he found in celebrating his religion through music. That attitude is all the more remarkable given that he had a very difficult marriage and some rather unpleasant employers. So we'll call him Mr. Sunshine. The divertimento that we're about to hear contains a familiar tune that you may recognize. And if you remember the title of that piece, you'll have the name of this great composer.
Thank you.
name that tune, or more important, name that composer. We've heard his Divertimento No. 1 in B-flat played by the Philadelphia Wind Quintet from a Columbia LP. It's the third of our mystery composers. Correctly identify all four and we'll send you a special WUKY prize package. Our fourth and last mystery man is remembered today primarily for his glorious symphonies, though like Mr. Sunshine, he also set the mass to music several times. He was the son of a village schoolmaster and organist who eventually made it big in Vienna. But you know what they say, you can take the man out of the country, but you can't really take the country out of the man. For example, on one notable occasion, he slipped a coin into the hand of a famous conductor as a tip after that conductor gave a performance of his latest symphony. For our country boy, chamber music seems to have been an afterthought. He composed only a couple of examples during his long career, including this string quartet in C minor, performed here by the Keller Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the String Quartet in C Minor by Country Boy, the last of our four mystery composers on today's Analog Masters podcast. If you recognize any of these men, send their real names to WUKY at WUKY.org using the subject line quiz. Well, in the case of our first mystery composer, Superstar, if that was a little bit too obscure for you, here's another example of his work, Three Dances, taken from a London LP.
Thank you.
Three Dances by our mystery composer, Superstar. If you know the names of these four men, in the proper order, send an email with the subject line quiz to wuky@wuky.org. The first correct answer gets a fabulous package of WUKY swag, including our umbrella. There's more information about this podcast at wuky.org, and once we have a winner of this quiz, we'll post the complete playlist for this episode. I'm Tom Goodell. See you in 2 weeks for the next Analog Masters podcast.